Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day today. I am Parker Kern here, as most of the time, with my good friend Father Jeff, our pastor. Father, what is going on?
Oh, man. We're
happy Lent.
I know. We're here. We're here in Lent. So that's it's good. I've been looking forward to it, actually.
Really?
You know, I think I need a little reset.
A little reset.
So I think it's good. It's
cool.
A good time for that. So I'm ready. So we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, I'm just praying that God, you know, does his thing, you know, during this time. So yeah, I think it'd be good.
100%. Yeah. I mean, we know God is always, I guess, doing his thing, but
right.
Sometimes it's easy to kind of forget that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this serves as a good sort of reminder for all of us to really maybe be a little bit more in tune with that and figure out where he's doing stuff and how we can maybe help him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I talked about on Ash Wednesday, that's why I loved when I heard about that, you know, gift bag.
Yeah, that homily was great.
The Oscar nominees, you know, it's like, okay, this is a little excessive, and we have like this, and I think maybe should have this like negative reaction to that, you know, for people who are already rich and famous. But then again, it's like, you know, where am I overspending or not prioritizing the right things and
mm-hmm.
need a little bit more balance. And so that's why I think Lent is good, even though it can be challenging. So, but yeah.
That's wonderful. Right. Yeah. And spring is starting
to. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Come a little bit for us.
I'm so ready.
I'm ready. Here for it.
Yeah. Get out for some walks. All
next
that kind
week,
of stuff.
It's going to be like 70. Did you see that?
Yeah. It keeps going back and forth, I guess, as forecasts do. No offense,
know.
Chris. But if you're listening, which I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, no, it's great. So I think we're done. I got sort of sick of salt on the parking lot
for
2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this is the end of the salt. It's all washed away, and we're ready to move past that for a while.
We can only hope, right?
So, but I hear they're running out anyway, so it's probably good that no one. Hopefully we won't need much anymore because I think we've spent it.
Yeah, well, salt and eggs nowadays, you know?
That's right.
Barely get either one.
That's right, yeah. And salted eggs are just right out.
Salted eggs are...
Some people put salt on eggs, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I put salt on my eggs. Yeah.
I try not to put salt on too many things. And now it's just one of my little mini health things.
Yeah, I feel
Except potatoes.
Well, potatoes you have to salt.
Pretty much.
And
pretty much.
I mean, pepper? You a pepper
guy? I'm a huge pepper guy.
Pepper, yeah.
Some people are like when I put pepper on things, they're like shocked. And
yeah.
I'm like, this is like... Like salt and pepper are a combination for a reason. Like this is not like, it's not like I'm putting like some like cardamom on things, like some random
like
spice,
cumin or whatever.
You know, I think this is a, you know, it's a pretty normal, you know, thing for people to do. Like they have it in restaurants and everything.
Yeah, it's like sitting there right next to the
salt.
You know, Heinz 57 and the mustard and whatever.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Are you like a nature seasoning guy? Have you ever used nature seasoning or Cavender seasoning? You ever see that in the store?
I've not. Heard of that?
It's like by Morton's, you know, the Morton's
salt
company.
Mm-hmm.
They also have like this nature seasoning that is like a combination of salt, pepper, garlic, and some other fine flavors.
Yeah.
Onion salt, I think.
Yeah, probably onion powder or something like that.
Yeah, but it's sort of like I would say it's like sort of an all-purpose kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I mean,
I found. I don't know why I was inspired to do this. I wanted to look up like this Moroccan spice blend.
Oh boy.
And so I have most of the ingredients at home. And so
I'll
make up my little Moroccan spice blend. And then once in a while, I'll put that on like pork or chicken or something.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a little something different.
Beautiful.
But you know, I wouldn't expect that at a restaurant.
No, I wouldn't either. Well,
do you have any Moroccan spice blend? All I see is salt and pepper.
Yeah. It's like. This place is unfit for me to eat at.
That's right.
I will be leaving.
I mean, it is a Moroccan restaurant, crying out loud.
rocking around the Moroccan.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be a thing.
Moroccan around the spice. Yeah.
Moroccan around the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, that was a couple months ago.
It was.
Yeah.
But
that and Mariah are put away now.
That's
you
right.
know, I have a neighbor that still has their Christmas lights out.
I've seen that around.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I'll admit, I mean, I'm not judging them as people, but I'm sort of like trying to figure out motivations.
No.
Like, is it just because it's been so cold,
you
know, until recently that you just haven't wanted to go outside, which I get.
Yeah.
Totally get it. I wouldn't either. Or do you just like them that much that you just want them up all year long? Like, whatever, you know, but I'm just sort of trying to figure out like the mindset, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Well, the weird part for me was that actually, true story, Tuesday night, Marissa and I were in downtown Weston, Ohio.
Whoa.
At Porky's Pizza Trough.
Huh.
We wanted to give it a try. Have you ever heard of Porky's?
No.
Porky's Pizza Trough. Well, it's like the definition of like
not the
a
one
hole
in Weston.
The wall. No. Oh, well, there is one in Oak Harbor as well.
Yes, they're on Route 2.
Yeah.
I used to pass by it. I never stopped, but I passed by it all the time going to and from here on.
I would recommend it. It's nice. Very Americanized pizza, but well, you know, it's got the thick crust and the and the grease, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was my half birthday and it was Mardi Gras, so we figured we'd live it up for one last time.
There you go.
But anyways, we were driving.
Oh, happy
in.
Belated half birthday, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, thank you.
I guess I didn't know.
I don't know why I care so much about that. You know,
that's hilarious.
The funny thing is that I had a friend in high school, who her birthday was my half birthday. Mm. So like I would always remember on her birthday when I would wish her a happy birthday, you know, cause we had like first period together that it was, you know, my half birthday. So like now we're still friends on Facebook and stuff. And I always, you know, it's always like a running gag.
Yeah. When you're a little kid, you do the half birthday thing.
Oh yeah.
But just to be funny in my own sick mind, I still do that.
Oh, same.
Like, I'll tell people I'm 46 and a half.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. I mean, it's kind of fun. And Marissa's totally fun. Half birthday is on Earth Day. So I always remember.
Oh.
Because October 22nd, April, it's always on Earth Day. So
go.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
But anyways, yeah, March 4th for whatever. Yeah, 28 and a half. Yippee skippy. But we took a sharp left turn.
Mm-hmm.
Weston. Downtown, yes. Weston. Very nice little village. I think it's a village. They still had Christmas stuff up.
Whoa.
I was like, wow, did we take a step into a time machine in like, you know, November?
Like if it was like Rudolph, Ohio, I would like, or Santa Claus, Indiana or something. But, you know, come on, Weston.
Weston, don't sleep on Weston. They had a good thing going. I mean, the gas station. I don't know if they have an operational gas station. They didn't have any price up. You know, nobody was
it's like driving
there.
Through Death Valley. Like fill up before you go through there.
Yeah, I was. I had never been there before. You know, and Marissa was like, "Oh yeah, I used to come here as a teenager." It was her like it was her recommendation.
Whoa.
So she like drove out there, and I'm like, "What is this?" And here it's only like 11 minutes away.
Huh.
Like, this little beautiful burg is only
I know
minutes. So
hidden gem.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You check that out.
Just get on Route 6. You can find a lot of stuff. You
man.
Know, Hoytville is out there.
Hoytville.
So many. I mean, clearly you have the great. Darn it! I'm blanking on it. Anyways, West is cool.
Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah.
It's out that way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Chicago, Ohio.
No, I meant the Chicago.
Oh yeah.
It's out west somewhere.
Yeah. Well, there's a Texas, Ohio. You know that, right?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, there's a Texas, Ohio.
Yeah.
I remember driving through it one time.
There's a Rushi, like, Ohio. It's spelled Russia.
Oh.
It's out east. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Eastern Ohio.
Nice. Yeah.
Rushi.
Cool.
I believe.
Rushi.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So yeah, so we've been exploring the state. We'll have to explore some more.
Yeah, one county at a time.
I suppose. 87 to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's 88, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Wood County covered.
We do.
So anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aside from that, so Christmas lights, don't understand why they're still up.
Yeah. But yeah, especially like since it's like March. Lent.
It's Lent now, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get it.
Although I still have Christmas picks up at my house because I kind of display those.
Sure.
And you know, it just reminds me to like, you know, thank God for those.
Well, that's
families
appropriate,
and pray for them
though.
And all that kind of stuff. Some people do that all year long.
Yeah, that's appropriate, I would say.
Yeah. I usually take them down when I start getting like graduation announcements, and that's what's end up on my little corkboard. It's not time for that yet.
It's coming up though.
Yeah.
Couple,
it is, before you know
6 weeks or so,
before
you're probably
going
to start getting those.
Yeah.
Before lots of
it.
Roots chicken sandwiches for you.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be great. Sometimes I can't make all those kind of things, but it's always nice when I can.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Speaking of like food and stuff, depending on when you're listening to this, we do have, you know, we're trying something new with the Stations of the Cross, you know, this Lent. So we have a soup and bread supper in Roncalli Hall this Friday, March 7th at 6, and then Stations in the church at 7. So we'd love to see you there. Oh, wait, I'm like totally screwed up. That's in, no, I'm right. Yeah. So, yeah, forget my forgetting.
It's your finalizer?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, no, I'm finalized. That's
you're finalizing,
it's,
you're
finalizing. It's still legit. I was thinking, depending on when you're listening to this. So if you listen to it when it comes out, it's still in the future.
Drop day, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're pre-gaming before Sunday Mass, it's in the past.
Sorry.
But there's a couple more coming up this Lent. So
next one is on the 21st,
tuned.
Correct?
Yep. Yep, let's Deacon Tom's. It'd be great.
Did I spoil that?
No, it's in the bulletin. Okay. Those aren't secret. We actually want people to come.
Yeah.
So, but then next Friday, the 14th, is a special day of grace and mercy, kind of like I did in Advent. So I'll be available for the Sacrament of Reconciliation on the hour.
Every hour on the hour.
Every hour Father on Jeff the hour. McBeth. That's yes. Right. From 9 a.m. Through the 6 o'clock hour. So you can come at 6 and or 6:10, and I'll still be there. So it doesn't shut down at 6. Of course, in a particular way, the season of Lent is a good time to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation, penitential season. It probably talked about at the beginning, that getting sort of back into balance, you know, that's just a part of that.
Wonderful.
It's an important part of that. So, of course, we'll have confessions available at their night of worship on April 2nd.
Yes.
But I'll be available all day on Friday the 14th, so on the hour. This will be great. It'll be great to see you.
That's awesome.
Finally, speaking of Lent things, maybe we should talk about it last week in advance, but you know, if you go on form.org, they have a ton of great Lenten resources for adults, even for kids. Mm-hmm. If you've never been on it, a lot of great Catholic content. Go to formed.org, look up our parish, put in your email address, and you're all set. I mean, we have a subscription that we pay for this. Although I see that they have like a premium subscription now that individuals can pay for, which I'm not happy about. But
well, you know,
we already pay a lot for this. There's still a lot of great free stuff. So just to highlight a couple things, right, super quick. Some of these series you can look at. And it's part of like what I do for Lent. Like I instead of watching like
the Oscars,
dumb stuff on TV. Yeah, you know, I'm like, well, maybe I can one read more.
Yeah.
But there's also these great series that I think are uplifting for our faith. So Lent, you know, imitating like Jesus in the desert for 40 days. It's kind of a wilderness time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a series on form called Wilderness Within, with Sister Josephine Garrett, who's great. Sister Josephine's great. I think I saw her talk at the SEAT conference that I caught. So, Sister Josephine Garrett, Wilderness Within, which would be great. Father Dave Pavanka from Franciscan, he has one called Metanoia, A Journey with Christ into Conversion. That'd be cool. And all these can be like small groups or things for your disciple group or whatever. Then another one that looks really cool, it's called Foretold, Finding Hope in God's Providence. It's about like Old Testament prophecies being fulfilled in the new. I'm actually really excited about that one. So just a couple things. So go on form.org, and they should be right there up front for you to explore.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it is the first Sunday of Lent, mm-hmm. This Sunday. And so the first Sunday of Lent, whether it's year A, B, or C, we always hear about, I guess as I alluded to earlier, Jesus going into the desert and being tempted for 40 days and fasting for 40 days, which is part of, again, how we get you know our season of Lent. You know, so our gospel is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. So this is right after Jesus' baptism.
Yeah.
So he is baptized in the Jordan by John, and this is like right after that. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, which we all know temptation.
Yeah.
You know, which is part of, it even says in the letter to the Hebrews, you know, speaking about Jesus, we don't have, you know, a savior who's unable to identify with our weakness, but has, you know, come to experience that in every way, including mm-hmm. being tempted, which we all know. And even in some way, it seems like Jesus' temptations are different from ours. Like none of us are being tempted to like turn rocks into bread or throw ourselves down from a high place.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But they are all temptations, I think, that we experience to like want to be filled, you know, with sort of those creature comforts.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the sort of the power, you know, the glory, the acclaim. So all those are things I think we can wrestle with sometimes. And so Jesus' temptations are temptations as well. And how do we overcome them?
Yeah, the devil's like, basically, I want your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like looking into his eyes and he's, you know, telling him, I could give you anything you want, you mm-hmm. know, anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he knows it's not true.
Right. He's the father of lies. Yeah.
Right. But he's trying to get his soul.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty deep,
yeah.
you know? And I think sometimes there's things that can try to get at our soul
mm-hmm.
and we can, you know, kind of give in to them and we can sell it, quote unquote, to whatever that is or whoever that is, whatever the case is, right? So I think, again, Jesus relates to us in this because I don't know that he had thought about it, but I'm sure it was alluring to him at least a little bit. Mm-hmm. But of course he knew he was being deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's something in Jesus's head that went, wow, what if this guy was actually telling the truth and this could happen, right? Of course, again, he's God. He knows that he's making up things and right. that he is the king of the universe. So there's really nothing else that he could need.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting, you know, because we're in the desert. We're weak. You know, we're probably hungry. We're probably thirsty. Mm-hmm. Like, there's probably a lot of things that, like you said, the comforts are maybe gone or farther away than they are normally. And of course, this is a metaphor for us as well mm-hmm. to sort of look at that and say, what, you know, when are we in our own desert or, you know, how do we put ourselves there? How do we get ourselves out of that? You know,
and I think that's why we do things for Lent, like giving stuff up.
Yes.
We're kind of making ourselves crave things.
Yes.
So that, like, to your point, we can rely on God alone, mm-hmm. you know, and part of that is remembering who we are, you know, like, well, Jesus, like you said, Jesus, he knew he was God. He knew, you know,
right.
And so the devil's like, well, if you are the Son of God, he's like, I don't have to prove myself to you.
Right. Yeah.
It kind of even go back to Adam and Eve, who were made in the image and likeness of God, you know, and God provided everything that they needed. But then the devil was like, all right, if God really that good, like, is he really going to provide for you? Like, you just might have to take this into your own hands.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what the devil is saying to Jesus then again, like, you might have to just take things into your own hands, you know, because I know you're hungry and, you know, I know you're the Messiah and wouldn't it be great if people saw how awesome you were? And you just got to, right, to sort of do your thing, you know. But of course, Jesus was grounded in who he was, you know, what his mission was, what he really came to do. You know, I think that's true for us too, as well. To, like you said, remain kind of grounded, and we don't really need anything but the Lord at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Which is part of what I think Lent, in a particular way, is meant to get us like back in tuned with. So
for sure. Yeah. Again, we've come off this, you know, couple month stretch of celebrating Christmas, and then we have, you know,
which they're still doing in Weston, I hear.
Weston and my neighbor.
Yes.
Not to shout them out, but I mean, they have a fantastic display too. Like, their whole backyard, it's lit up. You can see it from the surrounding.
What if it's taken all this time to put it up? I don't, you know, fault them for like.
No, but they could just like not turn them on. Anyways.
In any case.
Oh boy, I lost my train of thought. But the point is that, you know, This is good for us to see as we've, again, kind of come through Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through the 8 weeks of ordinary time before Lent, which is mm-hmm. just a gift.
That's right.
And then now we're into Lent, and it's like we've really done this roller coaster thing.
Right.
And it's sort of not like we're in the depths of the mm-hmm. roller coaster, but this is a time for us to really kind of step back and
yeah.
and take stock and go into the desert, however metaphorically or literally you want to take that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, those three marks of Lent that we hear on Ash Wednesday, the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. How can we grow in prayer? You know, what do we need to, like, let go of? How can we be more generous? Mm-hmm. You know, all those are ways to do that. Yeah, which is why it can be challenging, but also why it really is meant for just the building up of our own self.
Yeah, I guess it's good to sort of be on the lookout, maybe have a heightened sense yeah. of how we can really sort of delve into that more. And maybe, I mean, all three of those are yeah. important. And maybe there's time in our day that we can pray more, or obviously, certainly I can fast more. Most people can make it, you know,
right.
fasting. And then almsgiving, you know, we can always give more.
Share more.
Yeah, yeah. Share more and just be more, I think, benevolent and look out for people, mm-hmm. you know.
And that's why Lent has this intentionality about it.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, right, it's just sort of, we're just sort of floating along and all this sounds good. But mm-hmm. That's why there's good that there's a certain time where, like, no, yes. I'm recommitting to this. You know, which is great, which is why I even started talking about Lent, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Like,
yeah.
let's get ready, you know, and let's, like, not, like, forget this is coming up so we can be more intentional about entering into this time and see what God has in store for us.
Yeah, we really do have to commit to commitment, you know. I think I've said that before.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I, like, love that.
Well, you're welcome. You can bring that up in your homily this weekend.
Commit to commitment.
I'll watch back on the stream.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to a conference.
I'm going to a conference, baby.
Be great.
I'm going to Damascus.
Let's go. My favorite place.
Tumaini's driving the bus. You'll be fine.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And then the week after that and 2 weeks after that, I'll be on my long-awaited honeymoon with my bride.
So. I love that.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
That'll be totally awesome.
A little bit difficult to do it during Lent, but yeah, you know, we can.
Right. You didn't give up honeymoons for
I had a talk with God, so we're good. You know, as long as I'm not in the United States, everything's fine.
You can be in Maldives.
I don't know. I'm not going to be in Maldives.
Because you didn't win an Oscar.
I didn't win an Oscar. No. I won a very expensive bill that Marissa and I are paying for.
There
the
you
honeymoon.
Go.
But it's well worth it. We're going to enjoy it.
It's a banger.
A banger, yes. Yeah. So I think that'll be good. It will be a little bit interesting, you know, to be, like, literally waited on by people.
Totally.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy.
You're allowing them an opportunity to serve.
I suppose. Yeah. I suppose. So that's all good. We're looking forward to it. So let's pray for it.
I think so. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, help us to recognize that, I guess, you are with us always. You're with us in the desert. But you also call us, like your Son, to be out in the desert, led by the Spirit, so we can know where it is you want to bring life to us. And so as we enter into the season of Lent, help us to be mindful of that, and to know where it is that you're calling us into more, but also knowing that it's not our own efforts, but your grace that enables everything to happen. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, wonderful show today. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Good conversation. God bless you all, and we'll see you soon.